From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France led an international call Sunday, hoping preserving the two-state solution as the only road to peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Lisa Bryant reports.
Speaking to representatives from more than 70 countries, including the United States, French President François Hollande defended Sunday's talks that critics have written off even before they started.
Je vous l'affirme ici.
Rather, Hollande said the real naïveté would be to think that a rapprochement between Israel and its neighbors would be possible without progress in Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Monitors say artillery fire from Syrian government forces hit a crisis shelter Sunday near Damascus, killing or wounding at least 30 civilians. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights called the attack at the Barada Valley town of Deir Qanun a massacre. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 7 civilians were killed and 2 wounded when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in an eastern border region. The Afghan Interior Ministry says the blast took place in the village of Bargoli in Nangarhar province. It was not immediately clear who planted the bomb. The incident happened just hours before Islamic State militants in the same area abducted 13 seminary teachers. A spokesman for Gambian President-elect Adama Barrow confirmed Sunday that his inauguration will take place on January 19th, despite incumbent President Yahya Jammeh's refusal to step down from office. Barrow flew to Senegal after the West African regional bloc ECOWAS failed to persuade Mr. Jammeh to hand over power when his current 5-year term of office ends. This is VOA News. Military units Sunday staged a rehearsal for this week's inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. Trump takes the oath of office as the 45th president on Friday at noon as Barack Obama leaves office. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to crowd into the capital city's National Mall to witness the swearing-in ceremony. They will hear the new president's inaugural address and see his parade down Pennsylvania Avenue. Black Congressman John Lewis set off a political flap when he said Trump is not, in Lewis's words, a legitimate president. The 60s civil rights leader said the election was not legitimate because of the Russian hacking of Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton. Trump responded, advising Lewis to spend more time working to improve life in his Atlanta, Georgia congressional district than, in Trump's words, falsely complaining about the election results. The Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus says it is shutting down in May, closing what it has promoted as the greatest show on earth after 146 years. Executives at Feld Entertainment said the circus is closing for a variety of reasons, declining ticket sales after stopping its elephant show, changing entertainment tastes, high operating costs, and prolonged battles with animal rights groups. Scott O'Donnell is the executive director of Circus World Museum.
No other entertainment art form has affected American culture like the circus has. In its heyday, the circus, when it came to town, schools closed, businesses were let out. It was like a national holiday because the circus was here.
Ringling Brothers has 2 touring circuses and will perform 30 shows in major cities before ending its operations on May 21st. Pakistan's military chief told Afghan President Ashraf Ghani on Sunday that his troops have eliminated all safe havens of terrorists on Pakistani soil. He emphasized the need for security cooperation between the 2 countries to deter cross-border terrorist infiltration. The president of the Philippines is threatening martial law in his country. Speaking to members of the Chamber of Commerce in the southern city of Davao on Saturday, Rodrigo Duterte said if the war on drugs descends into something really very virulent, then he would declare martial law. Serbia's president says his government is ready to send troops to Kosovo to protect Serbian nationals if necessary. The comment Sunday follows a war of words that erupted between Kosovar and Serbian officials when a train painted with the words Kosovo is Serbia was stopped Saturday from entering Kosovo. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.